Welcome everyone and hello to Jesus Reveals Season 2. I'm your host, Zintle, and we are in day 17. And in day 17, we're focusing on the Last Supper, purpose in communion. I'd like to thank you once again for still walking this journey with us. And to continue this journey with us in Jesus Revealed in Purpose, we've got another returnee from Season 1, Pastor Khumutso. Pastor, thank you so much for being with us and welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to avail yourself for God's service.
Amen. It's always good to have you, Pastor Khumutso. So, as I've said, we're talking about the Last Supper, and the subtopic there is purpose in communion, and I really, really love that. But before we get into it, Pastor Khumutso, I'd like to read our seminal scripture for today. It's from the book of Luke chapter 22, from verse 19 to 20, and it reads, "He took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Pastor Khumutso, when looking at the Last Supper, and even then with our topic for today, how do we reflect on it?
Okay, there's quite a number of points. Jesus' purpose is now revealed.
Yeah.
Imagine your purpose on earth is to die. And how do we know that? We go back to John 3:16. You know, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that through his death we may be saved, to those who believe," obviously. So, first of all, the disciples did not know that this was the last meal that they were having with Christ, because they did not know yet that he was going to be crucified. Mm-hmm. Now, for me, we now see his purpose, you know, about to be fulfilled, and introducing the new covenant in his blood. Remember, up until that time, the covenant was in the blood of animals.
Yes.
And what was the significance of that covenant? It was freedom from physical bondage in Egypt.
Yeah.
Now we are talking about freedom from spiritual bondage brought about by sin. Amen. So it's away with the old and introducing the new covenant, which brings good news to us, because even in the old covenant, through the Ten Commandments, they broke them all. And it was a very costly exercise. You have to go once a year, every year, buy yourself a lamb know, you can't cope, and it cost you. So this time around, Jesus Christ is the Passover lamb. So God's unconditional love offers us a solution out of this quagmire, which we can't figure out, because the Ten Commandments apparently were too tough. I mean, up until this day, I'm sure I've broken five of them just today. But thank God, because I know that I can always go back and repent and receive forgiveness.
Yes. Amen. And sure, amen on that, Pastor Khumutso. I'm now looking at then all the work that Christ has done, I guess, symbolized through that communion, and how we think about, I guess, our communion and reconciliation to God through Christ and our purpose. How do we reflect on those two things?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me start with a point where you talked about remembrance.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. He says, "Do this in remembrance of me."
Yeah.
It's very tempting for us to remember the miracles, healing of the sick, feeding of the hungry. But what Jesus Christ was saying is that through this act, as often as you meet, like the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 26, put it very well to say, you know, as often as you meet and commune, you are declaring Christ's death until he comes. Sure. In other words, every time we have a communion, we are refreshing our minds as to his death and resurrection and the fact that he's coming back to judge the world. This time, he is not yet judging. He is dying to save.
Yeah,
but obviously, when it comes the second time around, it's going to judge. So for us, communion, when we commune, it's like we are refreshing that moment to say, hey, where are you with Christ? Because when it comes back again, it's not going to be a salvation, but it's going to be judgment. So you better repent. Now, looking at your second part of the question, what is the significance of communion with us? I've already alluded to that point of remembrance.
Yeah.
But again, we need to understand that when we partake in the communion, we are sharing in Christ's sacrifice, death, as well as his bruises.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we must reflect, who was this Jesus walking this earth? Jesus Christ would reach out to the sick, the poor, and the needy. Jesus Christ will preach the gospel of, you know the story of one and the cheek. You know, in other ways to say, you should always forgive one another. You should always love one another. Jesus Christ, there's no way in the Bible where they say he sinned. The only part we know is he was tempted.
Yeah.
So if we call ourselves born-again Christians, as we partake, can we reflect on ourselves in terms of the one who instituted this new covenant?
Yeah.
Are we living holy lives? Are we humble enough towards our neighbors? Do we love our neighbors? Do we live sacrificial lives?
Yes,
you understand?
Yes.
So it's not just an exercise that we... That is why Paul goes to an extent of saying, you know, do not partake unworthily. You know, unworthily, you know, you partake, yet for you it's just a meal. It's just an excuse for you to gather together and eat. So our purpose is clearly defined. This is the purpose for every born-again child of God. It's found in Matthew 28, 18 to 20, popularly known as the Great Commission. When the best way to remember Christ is to propagate or spread his gospel of grace, you know, we should go out into the world. And when we go out there, Christ would not judge. Christ would not condemn. Christ will understand that I'm going out to sinners who needs a savior.
Sure.
When we go out, you know, with whatever method that we use, I mean, we've got the commission in Siloam, and I'm happy. I'm happy because this tied out very well, because we even set a target in our church say that to me is the Great Commission being put into practice.
Yeah.
So our purpose in the kingdom is to go out to the lost world, preach the good news of Jesus Christ. You know, forget about, I'm called to be an apostle, I'm called everyone.
Yeah.
I'm saying to even our viewers, today, if you did not know what your calling is, that's the Great Commission.
Amen. Thanks for that, Pastor Khumotso. You've said quite a bit, especially when it comes to remembering Christ and walking in the same footsteps that he walked in how we practice our love, accepting the lost, feeding the poor, clothing the naked. There's a fundamental thing that I'd like us to discuss, and I think you did touch it in your earlier point, just around we're able to do these things around loving one another, bearing each other's burdens, clothing the naked, feeding the hungry, providing care and support to the destitute and the widows. We're only able to do that through Christ. And I think you did touch on it with regards to the Israelites not being able to keep the commands, because naturally we are predisposed to not being able to keep anything holy. So I guess the remembrance of Christ is remembering that how he has made us new in him, right? So I just want us to maybe just touch on that a bit more around how we find our ability to walk in God's calling. The Great Commission, for example, we're able to do those things because of Christ as well.
Yeah, look, let's also be aware of the fact that for as long as we live in this earth, we are going to be tempted. Of course. That's not the point. There's provision that is made, you know. It's called repentance. So we are able to do what Christ has called us to do, because grace says to us, no matter how far we can go into sinning, as long as we repent, you know, we are acceptable to him.
Amen.
So humility is another element that I'm thinking of, which enables us compassion. You know, why did God send his only begotten son to die for us? He felt compassionate towards us. This is the same attitude we take into the world. We are not dead. In fact, the scripture, when you go further, in John 3:17, I think, he did not come to judge the world. So when we go out there, we must be mindful of, you know, there's this thing that says, what would Jesus do? That we use in the world. That's the kind of attitude we need to take out when we go out there. We are going to be persecuted, my brother. I used to say, when I was in the world, hey, life was so easy. I was not guilty, even when I sinned. Why? Because there was no standard. But now it's so, now that I'm a child of God, it appears as if it's difficult, but it's not. It's a change of a mindset, because sin by its own very nature is attractive. So when you go out into the world, those people are enjoying sin. And you are there to pester them, to irritate them. Are you bored? I mean, you catch things like, do you have anything to do? Leave us alone. You know, you find youngsters and say, hey, bro, I remember you. When you're my age, know your joy. Now let me wait until I come to your age before I can go there. But the unfortunate thing is that when we are growing up, it was very scarce for you to see a funeral of a young person. Nowadays, it's common. So it's no longer about at what age must you receive salvation. But the bottom line is, we can make or break depending on how we approach them. We don't approach them. You know, Zintle, Minister Zintle, our task is to preach the good news. God is the one who transforms.
That's right.
If we can go with that attitude to say, I've done my bit. That's why Paul says, you know, someone plows, someone waters, but it is the Lord that is the attitude that Christ would have gone for now. But there will come a time where those who've hardened their hearts towards the gospel message, it will be too late for them.
Man, Pastor Khumoto, how then do we, I just want to bring it back then to just the importance of communion. And taking it back again, one, to what Christ has done and what he wants us to remember through the communion. The work that you've so beautifully put around that is left for us to do in really propagating the gospel. How do you want us to walk away from it? In firstly, reflecting on the communion. And number two, reflecting on what's still to be done as believers.
Okay. Like I've said before, you know, communion is for us believers. It's not for non-believers. And its purpose is to freshen in our minds what Christ came to do. I mean, the breaking of the bread, you know, symbolizes, you know, his body that was going to be bruised and wounded for us. And this time it's not the animal, you know. We don't care when it's an animal, you know. And it's so important for us not to take salvation for granted. Amen. It comes free to us, but somebody paid with his life.
Amen. Amen.
So whenever we partake, let us be reminded. That's why Paul says, examine yourself. You know, where are you in relationship with Christ, especially, you know, what you are doing? It's so interesting that in the body of Christ, for others, it's a ritual.
Yes, yes,
you know, once a month we have it. You hear a person say, "Hey, I haven't gone to church for 3 weeks, but I must go this time because there's Holy Communion."
Oh, no.
That's the attitude that we need to change. You know, communion is a very serious moment of reflections, you know, to repurpose us, to say, if we call ourselves the children of God, our task is not about every other thing. In fact, Matthew 6:33 comes to mind here. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And whatever it is that we desire, we do it the other way around. We seek first the things of the world. And when we fail, we go back to the kingdom.
Yeah.
So for me, communion is that moment that makes me to think about how blessed I am to have received this.
Yeah.
Because there will come a time where for many, it's not yet sunk in until judgment comes. And like I've said, the door will be closed. But again, it also reminds me of, it points me to the Matthew 28, to say, every day, is it my goal to share the gospel of Jesus Christ? You know, it's not about the pulpit. I always say to people, that pulpit is for Bishop and recently Pastor Adrian, you know. Forget about it. If you are called, fine. But your goal, your pulpit out there is bigger.
Sure.
Yeah. It's called the world. It's interesting that the Great Commission didn't say come into the church and criticize each other's preaching, because that's what we do. Hey, did you see how Joe was singing off tune this week?
What was
wrong with him? Did you see Pastor Adrian missed the mark? No, he did it out of context. He said, go ye out into the world. We come here to be prepared for the world.
Sure. I love that. I love that, Pastor Khumusa. And I think this message is very appropriate, because obviously with Jesus revealed, it is a road leading up to our Good Friday and Easter. So I really hope that whoever's listening to this can take that time and listen to it intently, with also remembering the importance of communion, but also reflecting on that road leading up to then Good Friday. So to everyone that was listening, I was truly blessed by this. God bless you, Pastor Khumusa. God bless you with that. And to everyone that was listening, I really pray that you walk away with this, with firstly a sober reflection of what communion is and its seriousness, but its weightiness as well, and what it's intended to do. But also going beyond then, that is how much work is left for us to do, and the purposes of God that he has called us to go out there and share and spread the good news about Christ. So wherever you are, please keep that in mind and go out there, make disciples, make the disciples that God has called you to preach to. And so you can follow us on Spotify, you can follow us on Apple, you can like us and subscribe us in our various channels as well, YouTube being one of them, TikTok. I think you'll find us on Instagram and Facebook as well. So to anyone and everyone, if this was a blessing to you, don't forget to like us, don't forget to share it, and share the good news as well about Jesus Christ. God bless you. See you next episode.